All right, let's start again.
Okay, so this is Fullerton Stories Radio, and we're here with Dr. Michelle Gottlieb. And we were talking about, well, no, she was talking about emotions and how what people are feeling on the inside isn't always what they look like on the outside. So perhaps you can elaborate on that.
So I was working with a couple the other day, and the husband, and it, again, women, we have more latitude. We get to be emotional. We get to cry. We get to be happy. We get to express our emotions much more than men do. In our society, for the most part, men only get to be stoic or angry.
And that's, men actually have emotions?
Isn't that amazing? Yes, men do. Hmm. And oftentimes, those big, strong guys who are the most stoic or the most angry actually can be the ones in the most amount of pain and have the biggest emotional wounds.
That's not true.
Not for you?
Oh, no.
Okay. Sometimes people use humor to cover up some of those emotional wounds as well. I know. All of these are shocking statements. But that could also be why men have a higher rate of heart attacks and some health issues, because they're not allowed to show their emotions. So here's my challenge to those partners of those men who are using humor or anger or stoicism or not being emotional, to maybe see what's underneath all of that, to see that pain and that anger and that hurt, and that little boy who needs that hug. I know, those are tough things.
I don't know. I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm not sure I want to go there.
It's only if you've got a partner that is a safe place to be, then it can be an amazing experience. If you haven't helped create a safe environment for yourself and your partner, then it's not going to work.
Does that mean I have to shave?
Nah, you don't have to be that close.
All right. Okay, so if somebody wants to call you and let you peel them back.
714-879-5868 extension 5, or Dr. Michelle at michellegottlieb.com.
Well, very good. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.